I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, November 14th, 2019. We're going to get an embargoed movie review for the new Frozen 2. What else do we have going on this morning? We have a brand new War of the Roses, IRL, and we have our first high school on board for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Penny is in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning.
So tell me, what's going on with you and Jordan?
Oh, man. So I've been talking to him for a couple of months now. We met on Tinder, but we haven't met in person. And even so, it's been like a really intense relationship. I realize that that sounds like it's not even a thing, but
no,
we
I feel you.
Do you? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, we got close really, really fast, and we've pretty much done everything two people can do who haven't met in person.
Oh, wow.
So, okay. Yeah. So, anyway, I'm going to meet him in real life this weekend, but the thing is, he wants to meet up at a hotel and not his house, a hotel.
Hmm.
It's a little... I don't know. He said he's having some work done and this is just easier and he's booked some dinners and massages and like hotel stuff.
Huh.
But it seems a little odd to me and I would like to make sure that his heart is in the right place before I just pick up and drive all the way to Connecticut.
And how long has this been going on? I'm sorry if I missed that.
A couple months, she says. A couple months.
Yeah, a couple months.
Huh. All right. So you understand how Roses works, right? We'll keep you on the line. Kennedy will pretend to work for his cell phone provider, offering up the dozen long-stemmed red roses, and we'll see who he sends them to, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Be very quiet, Penny. Shelley, are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Again, it's Jordan.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Jordan?
Speaking. Who's this?
Well, hello. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all paid up with my bills. I'm not...
No. I know. We're not calling from the billing department. Just calling from our customer service department. We want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge.
Yeah, that sounds great, but I'm busy right now. I know
we're all busy, but I just, you know, it's a wonderful thing we're doing today. It will only take a minute, and you know, surely there's got to be someone you want to send roses to, you know, somebody special.
I could use the brownie points. Okay.
Okie doke.
Yeah,
I just need a name for the card.
Okay, can you please send them to Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, and the message could say, have the message say, thank you for holding down the fort. I'll miss you when I'm working this weekend.
Oh, is that your wife? Are you kidding me?
Whoa.
Are you married?
Oh, hey, what the?
Hey, Jordan.
Yeah, what is going on right now? There's like four people on the phone.
Yeah, so we're on the radio right now. This is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's something we call War of the Roses, and that is Penny on the line with us.
Yeah, hi, it's me, the one you've been having cyber sex with for the past 3 months. Remember me?
Oh, holy!
Holy is right. What the is wrong with you?
All right, you got to pump the brakes there. I don't know what's wrong with you. We're doing this apparently on a radio show after we met on Tinder. All right.
Oh no, dude. Do you say I love you to everyone you lie to on Tinder, or am I just the lucky one here?
Yeah, well, I think you're the crazy one. I think that.
Oh my god. I know your last name. You know what? you know what, my friend? I'm going to head to whitepages.com to find out your wife's name, and then I'm going to send her some screen caps that will be life-changing. You.
Wow. What, dude, you're laughing?
Yeah. Oh, man, this is great. Yeah, when you say she's going to, you know, send screen caps to my wife because she knows my name. All right, yeah, like I would use a dating site with like my real information and my real name on there. So you guys have fun with the rest of your show. I hope she has fun, you know, chase her own tail with somebody who doesn't exist, basically. So, all right, see you later, suckers.
Oh, wow, what a...
I need a moment. I literally don't think I've ever had that level.
He went straight Carlos Danger. Give him a fake name. I don't even have a funny quip. He's like a supervillain. He needs to be stopped.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So Frozen 2 is coming out the week, right there, Thanksgiving weekend.
21st, yeah.
And they do press screenings beforehand. And of course, we get invitations to these all the time. So producer Dan and Annie decided to take them up on the invitation to go to the press screening. And we're going to talk about the movie. But here's the deal. You're not allowed to talk about the movie. You're under an embargo. You realize that.
Yeah. No. It's super important that you not do this, Dan.
Yeah, see,
you'll never get invited back.
It is the Carson Kennedy show. That's the guise that you went under. And we will get in trouble if you reveal information about this Frozen 2 movie.
And when Frozen 3 comes out, you won't get invited.
Oh.
Be the end of my press.
So what are we about to play?
So Annie and I went in the other room with all of that in mind and maybe found a loophole.
Oh, I don't know, Kennedy.
I'm scared to death.
I love loopholes.
Did you listen to it first?
I have not.
Well, we're terrible, terrible leaders of this show.
Can't argue with the truth.
All right, Annie, so we went and saw an advanced screening of Frozen 2 yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
But unfortunately, part of the advanced screening is there is an embargo on talking about the movie until it comes out.
And it's just so unfair because all I want to do is tell everybody how amazing it was, and it's just not fair, Dan.
But how embargo we are embargoes, really?
I mean, we could kind of toe the line, right?
So here's Dan and Annie's not a movie review, movie review.
You're welcome.
What was your favorite part?
So my favorite part had to be when Elsa is...
Let it go, let it go. I am one with the wind and sky.
She's shooting ice out of her fingers. She's going crazy. And I just was... Because I am Elsa now.
You're like an 11.
I am. So jacked up from this movie.
Cole never bothered me anyway.
What was your favorite part, Dan?
Well, you know, I'm an Olaf guy.
Yes.
At heart.
Of course.
So my favorite part was probably when they went into the...
Do you want to build a snowman? Or ride our bike around the halls? I think some company's overdue. I've started talking to the pictures on the walls. Hang in there, Joan.
Switching his body around.
And I was like, there's no way.
Love is an open door. Love is an open door.
That can't happen. It's a kid's movie. Come on.
Also, I can't believe at the end that Anna and...
Because for the first time in forever, there'll be music.
That scene just brought me to tears because I...
For the first time in forever, I'll be dancing through the night.
Oh, Dan, the best.
Oh, and not to mention that end credits song.
The end credits, Dan.
Had you sit up on the edge of your seat like a meerkat and go, oh my God, is that...
I'm Olaf, and I like warm hugs. Yeah.
I wanted to be that person that's... got up and did a standing ovation as soon as I heard that song, but I didn't because we were around a lot of fancy people and I just saw a lot of notepads and I was scared that they were going to write that there was a Looney Tune in the movie like me.
It's a Looney Tune in the studio.
Yeah, there is.
So let's 10 see. Out of 10.
There it is. An
that
embargoed
is the
movie review.
Best movie review I have ever heard in my entire life. Wow.
So go see Frozen 2 when it comes out right before Thanksgiving.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are heading on Saturday to the North Shore Mall. We're going to be there from 11 until 1, and then on Sunday, South Shore Plaza from 12 until 2, collecting for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. We take all of these toys every year, our seventh year, Kennedy.
Yes.
And we donate them all to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program.
It's such a wonderful thing. It really is.
I was speaking to some of the Marines over the weekend. We're going to have them out for some of our events. We're going to have one here in the studio right before Black Friday. But we've added a new twist this year.
Yes.
Kennedy. It is our high school challenge. You know, you got to have a good drum line when you have a high school challenge happen,
right?
Did
I lose my breath right now?
And so we are putting the word out to area high schools. If you would like to collect toys for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys, drop us a text, 617-931-1234. Kennedy will connect with you.
Yep.
We'll get y'all signed up, ready to go. And we need to meet our first high school, Kennedy.
Yes.
How about it for Melrose High School? Melrose coming through big. Anahi is a teacher at Melrose. Hey, hi, Anahi. How are you?
Hi, great, thanks. How are you?
We are awesome. Go Red Raiders.
Yes.
I know, right? Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Melrose High School. I was reading that high school has been around since the 1800s or something. That's pretty incredible.
It has, although our building, I think, was renovated about maybe 25, 30 years ago, maybe a little longer than that.
Right.
I've only been there the last 7 years, but I've been in Melrose since my daughter was 5.
And tell us, what's so special about Melrose High School? Why are you guys getting involved with our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys?
Because our heart is the most special thing ever. I think it's the people there, really and truly. It's the kids, the faculty, just everybody. It's the whole district is really just very people oriented and aiming for everyone else's success, if that makes sense.
And what do you have to say to the other schools that are going to be participating?
Can I put my daughter on for that?
Because
this is really her idea. I just agreed to be a faculty advisor. So let me put my daughter on. Thanks.
Okay.
She's a senior at Melrose High.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Alessia?
Yes, this is.
Hey, so you're a senior?
Yes.
Oh, wow. What a time to be alive.
She's all in.
This is amazing.
Getting ready to go to college, wrapping it up.
Right. So you're going to be helping your mom and getting Melrose High motivated to collect a ton of toys. And Kennedy just asked, why? Why did you want to do this?
I mean, I kept hearing the, you're saying on the radio every morning, and honestly, I was just like, you know, I love these guys, and I really just want to do something to help them and to help, you know, the kids, obviously. So yeah, I guess that's the main reason, because you know, for it's Christmas, and you know,
Alessia, I know we're all doing good here, but part of this competition is the smack talk. So do you want to call out another high school in your district? Do you just want to tell people that you're going to win? We'd like to hear that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I'd like other schools to join, but I'm pretty sure that we're going to beat them because we're Melrose and we beat everybody at everything.
That's like a question mark. So.
Alessia, I feel like your senioritis is kicking in right now.
You need to find us a hype man.
And I know that you're just being we need the anger, girl.
you're right.
No, that's okay. I appreciate that. I understand you being you, Alessia, and I appreciate that. Well, we're super excited that Melrose High School is going to be a part of this. And we do want to challenge, if you're another high school in the area, I don't know, maybe a rival of Melrose.
Yeah, ooh, definitely.
Who's your rival?
Wakefield is a big rival.
We have shirts every year that we make that says, Beat Wakefield, and it has all of our wins against them on the back.
Ooh, that's harsh.
There it is. Wow. It's coming out now.
Okay. So Wakefield, if you're out there, the gauntlet has been thrown down.
We are looking at you.
By Melrose High School. Well, Alessia, thank you so much to you and your mom, Anahi, for getting involved and helping with our 10,000 toys for girls and boys.
And
okay?
Principal Merrill for signing off.
Principal who? What's your name?
Merrill. James
thank
Merrill.
All right. Yes. Thank you, Principal James. We appreciate that, too. Have a great day at school. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Melrose High School is in, Kennedy.
I am so excited. We have some other high schools that have showed interest.
Okay.
There's like a little paperwork we have to do.
Sure, sure. We're just going to make sure you're on board.
Paperwork back, but we've got space, so we'd love to hear from you.
Drop us a text, 617-931-1234. If you're a faculty member that wants to get involved with our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys and a new little plot twist this year with our high school challenge.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.